Mezr Hashem, we're going to have the annual Masiba on the Tuesday of Hanukkah. Yeah, so at what time are we going to have, we think 11 to 12 would be better than, probably 11 to 12 would be better than 12 to 1. What? What do you think? Yeah, I usually get a speaker, so I have to figure that out still. What did we do last year? 11. Yeah, Tuesday. What time? What's 11 to 12 or 11:30 to 12:30? What did we do last year? Okay. No, this is not the one. I need this one too. But okay. Does everyone have the packet on the Maskil Bar Mitzvah? Anyone have that here? Yeah. Okay. I'll give it back to you as soon as we finish. Okay. So the Kolbo. Page 12, question 1. The Kolbo says, Gam yesh mekoymus, shenavu shemisha mispal bashmuros, yispal emish arvis, v'gam mispal b'boka b'shachos. So as you have to realize that slichas, the way it was done, the real old minhag of doing slichas was early, it was the end of the night. There's this idea of doing slichas at chatzos, or it really wasn't the minhag. It became that in America. That's part of the chazanim's thing that they wanted. That was their debut of, you know, the big fancy chazanim. The debut for the Yom Narayim is at night. So either they do it one at night, or some of the more modern they do it at 10. You know, in the old school in Europe, and this they would do slichas at the end of the night, right before the morning, right before Alos Hashachar. What? Yeah. Yeah. So the Kolbo says that whoever is the chazan for slichas, he should also be the chazan for Mariv beforehand. And he should also be the chazan for Shachas. That's what it says in the Kolbo. And the Rambam says, Yesh mekomos nogim shehem mispal slichas mispal kol hayom. Yeah, but it would be that he would daven, the way the Kolbo has it, he would daven the Marv before slichas and then Shachas. So the Magen Avraham says Hafil Arvis, and the Magen Avraham says Shamaskil b'mitzvah omim lo gemor. Then you start a mitzvah, you finish it off, and then he writes Venerali the mitamzeh who kodem laovel ulamoel ulayortzeit. Wow, that he takes precedence. To what? An ovel? Or a mohel? Or a yortzeit? Yesh kusas rayel zem nash kusafti afil ikar the odif minei hu kodim. So that's the Magen Avraham. That Mar before, and he's kodim to all the other chiyuvim. And the Gra says, he calls Yushalvi Maskel B'mitzvah, and he also quotes it. So let's see what that Yushalmi is. So Yushalmi in Megillah, page 5, says that when the coach said the Omer, they would roast it after they would kotzer it, and they would roast it. And it says that the person who would kotzer it would be the one to roast it, because a maskel b'mitzvah omim lo marok. The person who started the mitzvah started, like say, by shechita. He started the shechita, so he finishes the whole thing. The Korban Eidah says Gemor. Merok. Merok or Marek. Right? So that's quoted, the Vilna Gaon quotes this Yerushalmi. And then the Levush . So again, the way we have it in the Kolbo is, if you're saying Slichas, then you do Marv before Slichas and Shachas. But the Levush has that if you daven the Slichas, then you also daven Shachas and Mincha. That's what the... And he says, where did this come from? Yevshah Shadogu Reh Mishim Tadakim Because whoever was the chazan during slichas would be misana. He would fast. So if you're the chazan for slichas, you would fast. So forget slichas. Whoever would daven for the omud would fast. So if you could have one person davening slichas and then somebody else davening shachris, it's going to be too many fasts. So therefore, mispar hashas b'chol yom b'chabdu olov hatanesim, tach mispar l'macherim u'misanim l'hokel al shliach tzivor. So this way, we have a different chazan every day, and he held daven all the tefillahs, so this way you don't have to have shliach tzibur davening one thing and somebody else davening another thing. You can have just one person fasting per day because he'll do all the tefillahs. So that's a different type of svara. That's not the regular din of a maskil b'mitzvah. That's just something specific about fasting.
If they have
any limited
number of
chazanim, then they'll have some
fasting more than once in a week or whatever.
Or just
too often.
Yeah, right.
You have
two, the same guy. Right, the same guy who's going to fast a lot of days.
But there also, I think, the idea is that for every tefillah, you should have to be fasting. You don't want to have one guy fasting. One
fast
is
about
Shachris, one
fast
is about Mincha, right? That's what he's saying here also.
Yeah, in other words, you want, at least if you...
You don't want to have more than one person fasting per day.
Correct.
Why do we care about that?
That's just hard.
But
Now the Eliyahu Rabbah, wants to say on the Levush, which the Levush is saying that the guy who davens shlichas does the shachris and mincha, but is, so the Levush, so the Eliyahu Rabbah is medayik. So you see that the marv before he doesn't have to daven. And that makes sense because that's how said the maskel b'mitzvah, he started shlichas, so then only the gemar, but the marv before is before, so that's not nichlal in the maskel b'mitzvah. So that's what he says. But then he says that maybe not. Maybe it includes the Marv before. And then he says maybe not. So later. Then he says the Magen Avraham says that he takes precedence to the Ovel and the Mohel of the York site, but he says the Yortzei Yishlo Nispal Kevish Avadei Mitzana. Because the people have the minute to fast on the Yortzei, so then the Yortzei guy should, you're not gonna, he's fasting anyway. So then the question is, what about Maskil B'mitzvah by Tkiya Shofar? Because what does it say? Me'ele Shnei Yosim B'tokhem Yishev Roish Oso Shokhei Yiska Gamke Nasei Rebra. There was the one who blew Shofar. But before Musaf, he also should blow Shofar and Musaf. You should say the same Baal Tokeya. But the Taz, some Maskel B'mitzvah, but the Taz says that in a lot of places, they split it up. They even split up Zichronus and Malchus. So that's the so the Rama says Meshlo say Tom Yushev Roy also Shatokei Yiska Gamken Seder Malchus. So this way it's sort of an Omer Mitzvah of Logan War. Now the Binyan Shlomo has a piece here. Because he quotes this din of Slichus. But then he says that the Kolbo was really based on the Mishnah and Megillah. We know that Bezman Chazal, if you got Maftir, that wasn't considered such a great kibud because you were reading B'Nevi'im, not the Torah. So the Mishnah says, so we had to give you all types of, you know, reconciliation to that we would let you pour us al Hashma and no seska, but you know, give you all the consolation prizes. So we gave him all this. So he says the same thing by Slichas. Because if you daven Slichas with the Amud, so, right, so that was the, so he says, Ozu tam atzim tiktok yonim nuspal slichas, ha mi shu, the kabel atzim nuspal slichas, b'kha yom v'ne atzim, b'kha yom slichas, not no pitzui. In other words, the guy is putting himself out to be the chazin for slichas, so that's very nice of him. So we give him a little compensation, and we let him, because he's saying that Slichas is a lower level than davening. In other words, the other tefillah is to daven for the Amud is a chashiv, more of a chashivus. To daven Slichas for the Amud, you know, at least then wasn't considered the greatest chashivus. So Mela, that's what he thinks it's based on that. That's what Rabbi Shlomo says. Now, Meir, Haim Rabbi Maskel B'mitzvah Omli B'gemor B'shacharis U'v'musuf. So we said to look in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Beis. On page 12, so the Mishnah says, "Over the Levnei Hashem, Rabbi Yontem Shloshon, Hasheni Maskia. Hasheni is the one who's davening Musaf. Barishon Makre Sahal." So what's the pshat? Maishna sheni maskim shemor hamadrius melech. So how also? So what do you see from here? If you look in the Vinyan Shloimo, so what's the story by if someone daven shacharis for the Amud, do you say, oh, he should daven Musaf? Or no? So what's the story? So the Gemara says that the Rovam Hazras Melach is the reason why the Baal Shachar, the Baal Musaf, he's called the Sheni. The Sheni Maskia. Why? So the Mar says, "Maishna sheni b'shem d'rav am hadras melech." In other words, there are more people who come to shul by Musaf than by Shacharis. So it's Rovam Hadras Melech to be the so this way the Bar Musaf is going to be the Maskia. Yeah, so we'll take a look. So the Bnei Shlomo says that they used to have, you see that the Shachris is called the Rishon and the Bar Musaf is called the Sheni. So you see that they didn't use the same guy. Right? They didn't use the same person. Why did we say the guy's daven Shachris, he should daven Musaf and he should blow the shofar? We don't say that. So you see from here, says the Bnei Shlomo, that you don't say a maskim of mitzvah mulim gemor from Shachris to Musaf. Because the two separate, I guess, two separate mitzvahs. And then you talked about the pious on page 13, that they did the lots. So you see that the third lot was for the Ptoris. So Hapayis HaShlishi Chadoshim Lektors Bo Vepisu Barvi Chadoshim Gam Yishanim. Malayvarim Melekev Zlam Zvech. So says the Gemara, page 13, Harvi Chadoshim Gam Yishanim Masnitin Lok Reb Lezer Med Yaakov. It's not Reb Lezer Med Yaakov Omer Hamalayvarim Lekeves Umalno Som Lam Zvech. Mike, if we must have a Roman Hadjus Melech, we must have a Shkinelach of Orochara. So you see from here that the Melezah says, Hamala Ivarm Lekevis, Kevish, is those who take the Ivarm up to the ramp, is the one who brings them on the Mizbeach. Let's see, you go from the floor to the ramp to the Mizbeach. But it's Mashu from the Gemara, they're not only, because the Gemara says that there was a separate pious for who's going to be Malei Varim Menachemish from Mizbeach. It wasn't just the one who brought them onto the Kevish, goes to the Mizbeach. Mestisa, the Lord of Elizabeth Yaakov, the son of Elizabeth Yaakov, Omer, Malay, Varm, Lekevish, who Malay, the son of the Mizbeach. So it was automatic. You didn't have to have a pious for that. Mike, if you remember, the son of Ravam Hadras Melech. So it's Ravam Hadras Melech to have what?
Two
different people. My sovereign brought out of smell. My sovereign welcome Shechina, love, or a char. So it's not right that it should look like it's a tircha. So, So in the Mishnah it says that Chadashim Mektaurus and Ri Chadashim Imishonim. Who's going to take it from the Kemish to the Mizrach? So the Gemara says, and Lezer Ben Yaakov says, that whoever brought them up in the Mizrach is going to take it. So you don't have a separate pious for that. So what's the focus? My sovereign and Rav Amar Jusmela, so it's better to have a separate pious so you can get more people. My sovereign, Mokam Shechina, Lav Orachara. What does that mean? That if you're going to get what? What does Mokam Shechina Lav Orachara? What? So what's a tip?
Like it's a bird for you.
Who? What?
So he said, there's never a tip when it comes to the Mishnah.
In other words, the Mishnah says there was a separate person who brought.
Yeah,
who brought the Evarim Mechavish Lemizbech? So, but Rav Elezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Malei Evarim, that's not a separate person, it's the same person.
Right.
So, what's the machlok? Because my son of Rav Amar Jusmel, it's better to have different people, so you have an extra person. My son of Rav Mokom Shechina, Lav Arachara. Okay. 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 So he said from the Divrei Yoel, Satmar Rebbe. So what's the Kiddush of the Satmar Rebbe? So Shut Mekadesh Yisrael Omud Kuf Chav Gimel says that the Satmar Rebbe didn't daven Tefillas Arbis Moshe Shabbos v'lo Tefillas Shachris. Because we said that this person who says Slichas, he should daven all the Tefillas. If he's davening with the Rebbe, as we see Mamach Divrei Yoel, Shemaran lo Hispal lo Tefillas Arbis Moshe Shabbos v'lo Tefillas Shachris. So he didn't do that. He didn't daven. He was saying he was going to be the chazan for the shlichus. So you think he should daven Marav the Motzai Shabbos, the shlichus starting, you know, at midnight, whatever, Motzai Shabbos. So you think on Maskel B'Mitzvah he should daven Marav, he should daven Shachris. He didn't. Okay, that is the. The video. Okay.
So
that
he didn't
daven
Shachris
or right, in other words, he wasn't machmir on that halacha. Okay. So now we begin question 11. Here. I have it. So what's the Indian of achil shelo kedarka? In other words, if you eat something in not the normal way of eating, that's called achil shelo kedarka. What does that mean? Like you eat something very cold. It's ice cold. No one eats it that way. You eat it very hot. So you're not going to get malchus for eating macholos asuros of shelo kedarka. And the Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule. That even if you're eating shelo kedarka, you still get punished.
So that's what? Why?
So the Veva, we learn out from here that Kilayakarim doesn't say lo so called Kilayakarim, it says Petuka Shamalaya, that you have to burn it. So the question is, what about Yom Kippur? If you eat something shelo kedarka and Yom Kippur, you know, you chayav karis. Because Yom Kippur also doesn't say Loshan Achim or Losoko. It does say So it doesn't say Loshan Losoko. So on one hand, so the Shagasari writes that since it doesn't say Loshon Achila, so then you can't even Shalok Kedarka. Whereas the Ksav Sofer says no. Ksav Sofer says that it seems from the Rambam that is the tour of Shelo Kedarka even by Yom Kippur. So Ram says, But it's mashmah that the din of Derech HaNosan applies even to Yom Kippur from the Rambam. So that's the machloikis, the Pesach Sofer and the Shagas Aryeh. So the Shagas Aryeh is saying, so since it doesn't say Loshon Achila, you chayiv even Shelo Kedarka, and the Pesach Sofer says, no, you have the same tour. So in other words, it doesn't say achila. So that yes, that kasha. So why is Yom Kippur? Because it says Yom Kippur is taller in Yishuv Hadas. Right, so that's why it has a different shear. So the time by my shop be killing Karen Basim Cholov, the Osar Philip Shalom Kederach Ano, should look see him Bachil, my Shnu Yom Kippur. The Gamke looks see Bachil. So I call my Tzav Sofer says, Shian Yom Kippur, the Tal Yusufi died to the Gavra, Ulkach Shiuru, Meshuna, Mikola Shiur, the Pachas, Mikos Seves, Ulo Lugma, Lo Mesvi Daita, the Kach Shiur, Chacham, Kain, Shalom, Kederach Ano, Shein Derech, Bnei Odom Lechol, Yeravlo, Dover Mar, which goes around Mokha Mosachai, Shinu Derchanah, Lomachayv Dasa, Lomiyasiv Dasa. That was the only thing that you eat Yisuvi Dat if you eat Derchanah. If you don't eat normal, you won't get Yishuv Hadas. So part of the din of Yishuv Hadaita is the Derech Hana. So Mela, that's why it has to be you only chayv if it's Derech Hana. Then we saw the Chacham Tzvi by Chati Shir. So the Chacham Tzvi says that the idea of from page 14. Chacham Tzvi says, what's the idea of Chati Shir Asur Min HaTorah? Because if you eat Chati Shir, you're giving it Hashivas. It's Achshavei. So he says, but you have to do a Maisa to show you Achshavei. You eat Chati Shir, you do a Maisa, you violated this Daraisa. But Chometz for Pesach, you don't have to do any Maisa. The fact that it's in your house, you didn't get rid of it. Chometz for Pesach, because there is a Maisa. El Menichu Bais, Veidu Bavaro. Yehi She'ein Osa Maisa, Dov Shemel, Dov Shemachshiv, Lo Mim Bei, Chaz Yisruf. So it has to be at least a Maisa. So eating is a Maisa. Or if you didn't get rid of chametz and it's less than a kezias, you didn't do any maisa, you just didn't get rid of it. So then you don't say chazi mitzvah. So then chazi shir won't be awesome. Then we had the chiddush of the Ravaz from Bezalel Zev Shafran. And he says, he says, like what? That normally we have a din of Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So he says, if a person's choile, not a sakhana, so chara, Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah. But the chinuch writes, Mishul cholaf al pishay bo sakhana, you can give him Chatzis Shir. You give him Chatzis Shir, if he's a choyle, even though it's a choyle, it's a choyle, it's a choyle, it's a choyle. The Mechora, Chatzis Shir, you need a Sathabit. You can get Chatzis Shir. And the Chida say, even if you're not a Sathabit, you can have Chatzis Shir. So how do you understand that Chida? So the Mitzal al-Shafran says the following. If a person's healthy and he eats Chatzis Shir, that's the answer of Chatzis Shir. So you do the Maisa. But B'chol Shei Bo Sakana, if he eats Chatzis Shir, he's not doing it because he wants to eat. But he's being forced. His Machala is being forced him to eat. Machalos of the Chakta. Okay, so we can open the mode of the Buddha. Okay, so shall we talk about him? It's a Zerabad. Koshe is a Bokono. He tied us that it wouldn't be this is the rice. No, we have to share us a Ratora to this is the rice. They say, but if you're eating because you're what? You're not hungry. It says your what? Your machala is pushing you. So then that would only be this in the Rabbanim. of a chol. Because when a chol was shemo satana eats a chatzi shi of macholos asuras, it's only the sidra bana. Rad de ere mar ba khidos so 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 meise so bakhshim so ere o khol zel te yod. Am ba khlos de khok un hekh zivuna so a khol a khol fun khan se shir. Not like he's being forced, he's weak. Not hungry, he's weak. Because he's a chol. So Vela, if he eats khatzi shir, it'll only be in this, so if a person is eating a chatzi shir because he's hungry, that's a nisidaraisa. But if he's not eating because he's hungry, he's eating because he's weak. So the machlo is weakened again. So he's being forced to. This kiddush. That's just the way that Rabbi
is saying.
This dasi yochid. Not good. Rabbi Vadi Yosef quotes it, but it seems to be a lot. Yeah, we'll get to the Chayim. The time of Chasishir Osim Torah. So Mokam Chol Shaim Bo Sakana Leki Isur Dorais. Chol Shaim Bo Sakana, there's no Isur Dorais. Because it's not Akshere. Akshere means that you're eating it because you're hungry, so you want to eat it. But here he's not hungry, he's just sick. So he's weak, so that's why he's eating it. So that doesn't show any chashivas, it's just because the machla is pushing him. No, not necessarily. Yeah, right. And then that's the next question. Divrei Agriz, the famous word for Rav Chaim, is that. So when do we say a person is can eat pachas mikashir? So Rav Chaim says, if you're not besakana now, but potentially you can come to sakana. So then you eat pachas mikashir. But if you're besakana now, even though you don't need to eat shir sholem, you can eat shir sholem because. That's part of the din of Osimo called Zrach. The person Tachon Hashayish Moshakana, so we do everything. And not only the things that we really need to do after Shakana, we open the light to him, we make him feel comfortable, etc. Even though if he would do those things, he will die. So we can't have this. So if he's a Polish Aimbo Shakana, so if he's black, he's a Polish. He's able to come now, but potentially if he comes to a sakana, so then we give him public pocket with the shir. But if he's already a holish shir for sakana, then we give him shir shalom. Because that's part of the day of all the people who are strong. Not everyone, as Rabbi Nimus pointed out, not everyone agrees. This may be even a person is a holish shir for sakana, but he could get away with. Having pockets.
Just give
pockets. But we said in the Ravaz that even there's no Polish shame or Sakana, there's no Polish shame or Sakana, not even potential. Every time you give them pockets with the Shia, so someone explained, maybe Ravaz Yosef, someone explained based on the Ravaz that. And the only time you do Kaddishir is Mutter for the Torah. Is one second. Kaddishir is Mutter for the Torah is if what? It's also for the Torah is if you're feeding it out. If you're feeding it out Alicious, so then that doesn't show action. One second. So So, but the risk of is machalik between the closer of his father of Chaim, that of course you have to have be a cholish yeshbo sakana to have to eat, but the chiddush is that you can eat less because you eat less, but because you're not really a cholish, you're a potential cholish yeshbo sakana. If you're already a cholish yeshbo sakana, even though you don't need to eat so much, you can still eat that amount. He did also, so it's no worse than opening the light to make it feel good.
The pious says the general approach, meaning that it's better to have eat if one last lot each year. It's better to make that to the
whole thing. The pious says you could have it. One thing was a realm of all the sheep was our mother, then you could have everything. The year of the puffers puffers of the sheep. Even though, if you leave puffers puffers of the sheep,
you would still be.
Means that once you're a Kolosh Yish Posatona, it's not like Putra that you're.
There's no Akala
Kalkila. Okay, let's see. So, but the Ravaz was used, I think, by Rav Yosef to explain the Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch permits to eat pachas mafi shir, even the whole shebo sakana. The pasha says no, because there's no sakana here. So why should you even eat pachas mafi shir? Pachas shir is also in the Torah, and this is the right. Who's packing this?
He's not classified
as a toilet. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Rav, we officially have completed the Chazar question. Now, right? How many questions were there? It was the original 54. And then we had 54 at 20 is 74, and on the 14 is 88 questions. Okay, so how should we do it? Monday meeting the Monday after Thanksgiving. Yeah,
after.
If God's not ready. Right. So what we have left, so I want to give the Bechina, suppose whoever can take it this week, it'll be good. And the Chodeshiyah. So those things we have to establish. We'll have our own Shia on Wednesday. I could theoretically do like this. Yeah, how about this idea? What do I do? To have the Chumash Shia tomorrow from 11:30 to 12. That's how I'm going to go to. And then on Wednesday I have the cleaner from 10:30 until so I have to give a shear to the four audio from 12 to 1. We make the thing spot from 10:30 to 11:30. And whoever doesn't finish, I can do it like 1:15 or something like that. Maybe that'll be good, no? So tomorrow we'll publish from 11 to 12. And then the Wednesday we'll have the Zakina from 10:30 to 11:30, and then we'll go to on 50. Either you can have it on 1-ish, or you can have it. And
that that's the sharing. And then we have to see how right it'll be on Sunday after Thanksgiving. You want me to know about that? People be here Sunday after Thanksgiving, or is that like considered like Tosefes? Like, then there's a whole discussion how far the Tosefes Acharei. Tosefes, we've been discussing Tosefes Acharei, right?